We were talking about a guy, and it's good that people feel comfortable to go online and ask for help or share stories. His online name was Learned Butt, and it had to do well with his butt. He had something that I never heard of, and apparently he thought it was normal, called a poop knife. His family used it, and they would chop up the doo-doo, and it would help flush down there. And then he went to his friend's house. He's like, hey, bud, where's the poop knife? Like, what? What are you talking about, dude? There's no poop knife.
Oh, my God.
How awkward would that be? 317-239-1009. What was something that you found out as an adult? You're like, oh, that's how it is? I had no idea. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page.
Okay. Mine is extremely embarrassing and weird and also adult. So just keep that in mind when I tell the story. I'll try to clean it up as much as possible.
All right, what's it involve?
But if you have little kids in the car, you might want to turn us down for like 5 seconds. So when I was growing up, when I first learned about homosexuality, it made sense to me how two men would have sex. I was completely bewildered trying to figure out how two women had sex. And I was trying to come up with, for years, all of these different theories. I just had no idea how two women could possibly have sex. And so it wasn't until I was probably a sophomore in high school that I found out how two women have sex. I thought that it would involve like, this whole time I thought it involved one woman putting her, I'll say, cheese nip inside the other woman's genie.
That's an interesting combination. I mean, I guess you could do it. It'd have to be like
she
flipped around and
the cheese nip. And then the genie.
Yeah. Puts it in the genie in the bottle.
That's the only thing I can think of. It didn't make any sense to me. I was like, well, it's gotta be something that goes inside of something. So what would that be? It just didn't occur to me. So I don't think that's strange.
I mean, I don't think I knew it first either.
Did you figure out how they actually do it?
I did. Not from personal experience, but
how? Me and my buddies did. We looked online. We did research. We were studying right there. Good morning, Dwayne. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was it for you didn't find out till you were an adult?
Okay, so actually, just recently, I have found out that I just like realized that, you know how SpongeBob SquarePants' house is round? I just realized that even though his house is completely round, that there are still like corners like on the walls. I'm not joking. Like, I really. So my friend and I, we were watching SpongeBob, and he was telling me, you know, like his house is completely round, but yet there are corners like on his walls.
Yeah, they also make fires under the sea in SpongeBob. It's a cartoon. It's not like real.
I know, but like it really doesn't make sense though. And also just listen to you about the homosexuality thing. When I was like really young, my mom had worked with somebody who was a homosexual, like, you know, he was gay, and, you know, he used to introduce his significant other as his partner.
Uh-huh.
And my best friend and I, we were, like, probably, like, 10 years old or something like that, and he used to always refer to him as partner, so we were, like, partner as in, like, sidekick? Like, what's he exactly talking about? So we thought that they were just, like, really cool and all, so, like, when we used to go out and meet other people, we were like, yeah, that's my partner right there.
No, that's hilarious. That is so freaking cute.
I love it. Just
the innocence of kids, I love it. And as far as the SpongeBob thing goes, man, that is cracking me up.
Should I have kept him on hold so you could get his number?
I mean, yeah, I know. I was going to say, like, is this guy my dream
Dwayne.
Guy?
Dwayne could be the one.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Rachel.
All right. Rachel, what was it for you didn't find out until you were an adult?
Well, my mom had passed away when I was 3, and then about when I was 5, I was kind of having, like, emotional detachment with my dad or whatever, and he kept on dropping me off at his friend's house, and then, like, sneaking out in the back and leaving, and to this day, I was like, Dad, like, why did you drop me off at your friend's house and then leave? And he told me that that was my babysitter.
Oh,
what's going on here?
I've been having like emotional problems. Like my mom left, my dad is trying to leave me. Like what is going on? Nope, just a babysitter.
Dang, they should have told you something right there. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Tawny,
you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you find out when you were an adult?
Okay, so when I was little, do you know like when you get those swollen like taste buds on your tongue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I used to get those, and I'd be like, Mom, like, I have one of those things on my tongue. It hurts so. Have you been lying to me? And I'd be like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, and I would like rat out like every lie I ever told my mom. And I found out like in high school that she was like, I made that shit up a long time ago. Like, I was just messing with you.
Oh man. Okay. So every time that you told a lie to your mom, she said, if you lie, you'll have those bumps or whatever
right,
on your
right.
tongue. That's genius. Parents do some really messed up stuff right there to try to get their kids right there. Hey, 317-239-1009, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. What do you got, Live the Web Girl?
Khaleesi says, when I was very young, I thought getting your period equaled losing your virginity. So I got my period very young, and I naturally announced to my whole family I lost my virginity, and damn near gave them all heart attacks. Pure seven-year-old brilliance. And then Danielle said, when I was young, I confused testicles and tentacles.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to protect those tentacles.
Those tentacles are all over my face. 317-239-1009. We will talk to you some more next on The Joe and Alex Show.